Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we taught that even if we don't completely understand a promise in the Bible, we need to have faith that the Lord will fulfill that promise. Let's continue with that thought today. Many times there are people, especially parents, that will not attack the gates of hell because their children have decided to take those stands and they don't want to lose fellowship with their children. And because their children or friends are standing there at the gates of hell and enjoying its pleasure, they hold back the sword, not realizing that that may be the very thing that allows their grandchildren to go to hell. Cursed be the man that holdeth back his sword from blood. Now, never, never, let me say this again, never, never try to figure out ways to reach the world with an unholy gospel or an unholy Jesus Christ, because that's just not possible. The Holy Spirit is definitely not the author of that. Now, as we go again here looking at our text in verse 17, you also see here the holy mountain. Let's read that again. So shall you know that I am the Lord, your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore. So he calls it his holy mountain. He says that ye shall know, so shall ye know. You're going to know it. You're going to know. This is his holy mountain. Ye shall know, lets them know that beyond any shadow of the doubt, at that point, you will completely understand. Now, if that's a promise from God, and it is, then my friend, you don't have to fret about what you don't know, or should I say what you don't understand. A lot of things you may know by the Word of God, but you don't fully understand it. But if God said it, it's a promise of the future, my friend, it is sure. It is a sure promise. So, many times you don't completely understand, but just trust God. Now, here is a promise to Israel that God, who cannot lie, makes of the future millennium. Now, again, I believe God. And the good thing is that it also is great that he keeps his promises that he made. And every promise that he makes to us today is a sure promise. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, for now we see through a glass darkly. We don't completely understand, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And my friend, when that day comes, and I want to see it, know it at all. What a great time that would be. You ever read Revelation chapters 21 and 22 and you see that holy city, New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God? And oh, the description of it. And we're told it's 12,000 furlongs wide, 12,000 furlongs deep, and 12,000 high. Now, I wondered how big that is, and so I studied it one day, and basically it comes down to this. That city will be as wide as it is from Denver, Colorado to the Atlantic Ocean. But it will also be that deep. And it will also be that high. It'll be a city descending out of heaven. And I tell you, when the new earth is there and men look up and they see that new earth and from the new earth and see that heaven, that new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. We talk about the seven wonders of the world. There's not going to be a wonder ever that's going to be like that. And all that great city, it has 12 foundations. Each foundation has the names of the apostles on them, but they also, each one is of a precious stone. Now you think of a precious stone, 12,000 furlongs wide and 12,000 furlongs deep. 12 different stones for the 12 foundations with the names of the apostles on them. And the gates of the city, there's 12 gates, each with the names of the tribes of Israel upon them. And each gate is a pearl. Do you realize it's not of pearls, a pearl? Each gate is of one pearl, and that's going to be a big gate. The walls of the city and its streets are of gold that's so pure, it'll seem like transparent glass. And then there are many mansions in there, places that God has prepared for us. And Jesus Christ is the light of it, which is seven times brighter. Now, we didn't say seven times hotter. We said seven times brighter than the sun. Now, you think of all that precious metals and stones, the jewelry of it all, and that city built out of that, that big a city descending out of heaven, Jesus' light of it shining through it, and the translucent colors coming off of it because of the light shining through them. And standing on the earth and looking up and seeing that, what a wonder that'll be. What a great thing it'd be to stand on the new earth and tell someone, look up there, see that city? See about 10 stories up, see about 100 stories up, see there that one place to the right, and you describe it. That's the place he made for me. Oh, what a blessing that'll be. And old Dr. Weigel saying, we'll sing and shout o'er every mile, and the Lamb shall dry our tears. We'll have great grand homecoming week, the first in 1,000 years. Oh, it'll go far beyond 10,000 years. Oh, what glory. And then we'll see what he promised us, and we'll see that we suffered nothing worthy to deserve that. Oh, his great grace gave it to us, but just the fact that you remain faithful as a Christian. But we also see what these people will know is that Jesus Christ is the Messiah dwelling in that holy mountain. Now, dwelling has the idea of taking up permanent residence. So here we're being told here in the book of Joel, as it looks at Messiah, who shall come, and the Messiah will dwell. He'll be dwelling, he says, the Lord our God dwelling in Zion. That's speaking of Jesus, dwelling in Zion. He's the one that comes back. He's taking up a permanent residence, just like he does when a person receives him as their Lord and Savior. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. When you receive him into your heart and life as your Lord and Savior, he will take up permanent residence, just like he will on Mount Zion in the millennium. The key word in this verse is holy. He says, my holy mountain, then shall Jerusalem be holy. Oh, that is so key. You see, God is holy. There are seraphims that surround his throne crying night and day, holy, holy, holy. Oh, we will begin to understand holy. One of the great things that I have just come to over the years, I wouldn't have known this probably as a young man, but over the years from studying the Word of God and meditating there in prayer and just getting to know God more, one of the great failures in our Christian colleges, and I'm talking about our fundamental Bible preaching, Bible believing Christian colleges, one of the great failures is to not teach at least a semester to all students on the holiness of God. and then at least a year for preacher students on the holiness of God. This doctrine, the neglected doctrine, is preeminent in speaking of our God and of the place that He's preparing. Oh, my friend that is listening today, why not in your prayer time ask God to help you to have a greater understanding of the holiness of God? Ask Him to help you just grow in the knowledge of the holy. Learn how to worship Him, as the Bible says, in the beauty of holiness. And so, He takes up this permanent dwelling in Jerusalem that He has made holy, Mount Zion. And it's interesting to note that the word holy is the same word that is used when they referred to the Holy of Holies in the temple, the place where God would dwell on the mercy seat, where God would be manifested, the holiest of all, the holiest part of the temple. Oh, the unrighteous rulers of the day that we live in who clamor to divide Israel and ignorantly call it the occupied land. It is the non-Jew who occupies that land today, and God will prove it on that day, as we saw in verses 14 through 16. A lot of people say we need to pray for world peace. Now, I'll be frank with you. That sounds like a good thing, but I have not really seen that in the Bible. I've seen that we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We are to pray for that our peace would be upon the place where we live, the city, the state, the places where we live, that our peace would be upon it. But you see, the world has a different definition of peace. It's not the peace that's in the heart. It's not the peace that's in the soul that's only there by the grace of God through faith in Him. So this other kind of peace, because the world is depraved and the god of this world, Satan, is not going to allow it, He does tell us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the place that you occupy, where you live. The holy will make it God's will, God's way. And understand this. God's will, God's way must always be carried out according to God's timing. What a shame that local churches and individual Christians are given over to the sinful practice and worldly vice with an attitude of, we must first, whatever.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible.